KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In high school golf yesterday, Heartland Christian hosting an invitational. It was Glenwood winning that tournament on the girls' side with a 409 total. Second place went to Abraham Lincoln with a 438. East Mills was third at 445. Lewis Central and Southwest Iowa round out the top five schools on the girls' side. Rachel Schaefer of East Mills was the individual medalist, shooting a 93. Zoe Moores of Southwest Iowa with 96 was the runner-up. On the boys' side, champion Lewis Central with a 333 team score. St. Albert at 368 was second. Southwest Iowa 369 placing third. Boyer Valley and East Mills round out the top five. On the boys' side, Bryson Duncan of Southwest Iowa was medalist with an 80, while Jaden Doblin of Lewis Central shot 80 for runner-up honors. Also in golf at the CYO tourney up at Fort Dodge yesterday, Kemper Catholic won both the boys' and girls' titles. On the boys' side, a 314 was good enough for Kemper Catholic to win over Bishop Garrigan, who was second at 349. St. Edmund was third. Knights had Jared Tigges as the medalist. He shot a 76. Nate Mertz of Kemper Catholic also shot 76 and was runner-up. On the girls' side, Kemper Catholic wins as they shoot a total of 384 yesterday. That was better than the 398 that Bishop Garrigan posted. Also individually, it was Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic was the medalist, shooting a round of 85 in that meet yesterday. In high school girls tennis news, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the regional tennis pairings for both singles and doubles for this coming season, as the regional singles and doubles tourneys will take place coming up on May 16th. That's a Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. Now, some of the local schools will be participating in Class 1A. The Region 2 meet will be in Shenandoah. Among the teams playing there, Atlantic, Clarinda, Glenwood, Harlan, Red Oak, St. Albert, Shenandoah, and Southwest Valley. Also, Region 1 at Lamar's will include Denison among the schools participating. And in Region 3 at Norwalk, among the schools that will be participating will be Audubon, Creston Orient Maxburg, and Kemper Catholic will be among the schools participating there, trying to move on to state. In college football news, Iowa picked up another member of its 2019 recruiting class yesterday as Sebastian Castro, a safety from Illinois, committed to the Hawkeyes yesterday. Castro is listed as the 77th overall safety in the 2019 class. Out of Illinois, he's the number 18 overall recruit, according to the 24/7 Sports recruiting database. Castro is the sixth member of the 2019 recruiting class now for the Hawkeyes. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker believes that cornerback Josh Jackson will make a quick transition to the professional ranks. Jackson is expected to be a first-round selection in tonight's NFL draft in Dallas. Jackson had 8 interceptions in earning All-American honors for the Hawkeyes before deciding to skip his senior season.
I think he'll be in the league a long time. Based on, his commitment to preparation and things he has to do in the NFL. It's a little bit different game than it is in college, but he does have a lot of ability, and I think he has a lot of room to grow, I think.
Parker believes that Jackson has what it takes to have a lengthy NFL career.
One more year here would have, maybe helped him grow a little bit more, but we understand the process that he went through. But I think he'll, be a guy the last 10 years. I wouldn't say, like, hey, will he be a, all-pro guy? I can't say that now. It's too hard to say. I don't know everybody in that league.
Iowa center James Daniels is also considered a likely first-round selection when that draft gets underway later this evening. In baseball, the Cardinals won for the 9th time in 11 games as Jed Jerko belted a 2-run homer and Marcelo Ozuna supplied a tie-breaking 2-run single to end a 1-for-24 skid and helped the St. Louis Cardinals whip the Mets 9-1 last night. Michael Wacha gave up a run and 5 hits while fanning 8 over 6 innings to win his 4th consecutive start. That was game 2 of a 3-game set. They've split the first 2. They'll break that tie today. We'll have the game for you this afternoon here on the radio. Broadcast actually getting underway this morning. Cardinals and the Mets from St. Louis. We have the game for you starting at 11:20 this morning with the pregame. First pitch is set for 12:15 today. In other National League action last night, Colorado beat San Diego 5-2, Washington over San Francisco 15-2, Atlanta beat Cincinnati 5-4, Philadelphia downed Arizona 5-3, Miami outscored the Dodgers 8-6. The Brewers were 6-2 winners at Kansas City, behind Julie Chacin, who limited the Royals to 2 runs and 4 hits while working into the 6th inning. The Brewers scratched out 4 runs in the 4th inning, picking up their 8th straight win. That's their best run in 3 years. Milwaukee's bullpen combined for 3 1/3 scoreless innings, running its streak to 28 straight. Also in interleague play yesterday, it was Detroit beating Pittsburgh 13-10, Cleveland over the Chicago Cubs 4-1, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 8-3. In the American League, Houston over the LA Angels 5-2, Seattle beat the Chicago White Sox 4-3, New York Yankees topping Minnesota 7-4, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 8-4, Boston over Toronto 4-3, Texas beat Oakland by a 4-2 final. In other baseball news, Indians relief ace Andrew Miller left last night's game against the Cubs with left hamstring tightness. The left-hander fell behind 2-0 to Anthony Rizzo, then grabbed his left leg and walked around the mound before being pulled from the game. The Orioles have put infielder Tim Beckman on the 10-day disabled list with a left groin strain. As a corresponding move, the Orioles added infielder Jace Peterson to the 25-man roster for their series against Tampa Bay. Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre has been placed on the 10-day disabled list with a strained left hamstring. He's the third Texas starting infielder out with an injury. Brewers first baseman Eric Thames will be out at least a couple of months after tearing the ulnar collateral ligament in his left thumb during Tuesday night's win in Kansas City. He was placed on the disabled list, and right-hander Brandon Woodruff was recalled from AAA Colorado Springs. In college basketball news, Loyola Chicago has given basketball coach Porter Moser a new contract through the 2025-26 season. That deal is a reward after the Ramblers went 32-6 and won the Missouri Valley Conference tournament before reaching the NCAA's Final Four last month. Moser is 121-111 in 7 seasons at Loyola. The NCAA Board of Governors has unanimously voted to endorse the recommendations of a panel proposing sweeping changes to college basketball to combat a corruption scandal. That's according to Chairman Bud Peterson, the president at Georgia Tech. In a 60-page report Wednesday, the independent commission, led by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, recommended separating pro and college tracks, permitting players to return to school after going undrafted by the NBA, and banning cheating coaches for life. In the NBA, LeBron James saved the Cleveland Cavaliers once again. James nailed a three-pointer at the buzzer to give the Cavs a 98-95 win over Indiana and a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference quarterfinals. The Pacers will try to avoid elimination at home in Game 6 on Friday. The top-seeded Rockets had no trouble closing out their Western Conference quarterfinal series in 5 games. Clint Capella's 26 points and 15 boards were among Houston's highlights in a 122-104 win over the Timberwolves. The Rockets will face either Oklahoma City or Utah in the next round. The Thunder stayed alive, erasing a 25-point deficit in the second half against the Jazz. Russell Westbrook hit back-to-back three-pointers to jumpstart Oklahoma City's comeback in a 107-99 win over Utah. The Thunder pulled within 3-2 in the Western Conference quarterfinals. Game 6 is Friday in Salt Lake City. The Toronto Raptors will go to Washington with a chance to advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Raptors have a 3-2 lead after DeMar DeRozan scored 32 points and Kyle Lowry had a double-double in a 108-98 win over the Wizards. The Wizards host Game 6 on Friday. And the third time was the charm for the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after scoring 4 unanswered goals in a 7-4 win over the Maple Leafs. The Bees dropped the previous 2 games and fell behind 4-3 on second period goals by Travis Dermott and Kasperi Kapanen before earning the right to face the Lightning in the next round of the NHL playoffs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.